The Lord's Prayer, Chapter 56, God's Care. Those who have a hazy idea that they are buying the Lord's favor, or putting Him under special obligations to them by their performance of religious exercises, hurl the greatest possible insult in the face of the Almighty. Yet that very idea enters into the thoughts of many who would be horrified at a plain statement of the real significance of their attitude. An incident supposed to be amusing is vouched for by one writer as follows. William, a child of 7 or 8, went to visit his grandmother, who asked him, on the morning after his arrival, if he had said his prayers the night previous. William: No, I forgot it. She: You mustn't neglect to say your prayers, William. God will take care of you if you do. William: Well, He did. What an accursed thing to teach a child, who might be taught to look upon God as a compassionate father, before whom to come with thankfulness and love, rather than as a being whose good will must be secured by such methods as might be employed to appease an earthly despot.